This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a Pakistani court rules in favor of a Christian. That story right after this short message.
At Liberty University, we train champions for Christ. We don't just train exceptional CEOs, therapists, and pilots. We train exceptional professionals in hundreds of fields who want to impact the world for Christ. Learn how our students are following God's call and how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus. Text Liberty to 49596. Again, that's Liberty to 49596.
As Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice, also known as the ACLJ, are known for being in the midst of legal battles in D.C. standing up for Christian values, their European branch, the ECLJ, has secured a major victory for a Christian family in Pakistan. On December 30, 2016, 27-year-old Waqar Mazi, a Christian and shop owner, was working selling snacks. Two local men entered Waqar's business and asked for a snack known as Betel Quids. The two men, Muhammad Shabazz and Muhammad Qasim, claimed that the snacks made from betel leaves filled with areca nut, lime, and other various ingredients were stale, and they refused to pay for them. They cursed at Waqar and left only to return a few minutes later with guns. They asked him how could he disrespect them like that, and they berated him for being a Christian by using a derogatory term. They shot him four times, leaving him paralyzed because of an injury to his spinal cord. Authorities eventually arrested the two culprits, recovered the weapon, and charged them with attempted murder under Section 324 in the Pakistani Penal Code. Waqar, who is now confined to a wheelchair, was represented by the ECLJ's attorneys in addition to the state prosecutor, just to make sure that the young Christian shop owner was well represented. After almost 4 years since the attack, the court finally gave their decision on October 28, 2020. An eyewitness confirmed the account as well as backed up the medical evidence and helped establish the motive of Shabazz and Qasim. The court ruled that, beyond any shadow of a doubt against both the accused persons, and in the court's view, the accused committed a very brutal act and attempted to kill Waqar Mazi over a petty matter. Therefore, the accused Muhammad Shabazz is convicted under Section 324 PPC and is sentenced to 7 years rigorous imprisonment, and the accused Muhammad Qasim is convicted under Section 324 and 39 PPC and is sentenced to 5 years rigorous imprisonment. In addition, the court also ordered the defendants to pay $10,663 to the victim. Waqar and his family thanked God and the ECLJ for counseling them every step for more than 3 years. The fight isn't over yet. The ECLJ legal team is appealing the decision and requesting longer prison sentences for both Shabazz and Qasim. Continue praying for Christians in persecuted regions around the world. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.